اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر۔ نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ I explained this last week or the week before that, that there is no other way. The solution to our problem lies in our connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is ample evidence in the Ahadith Sharif, in the lives of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, in the lives of the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, and even sinful ones like us. You will find ample evidence that when they made sincere tawbah and connected themselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and when they did what Hazrat says, apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, when they pleaded, when they begged of him, when they put their hearts in sajda and they teared and asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for a solution and for a way out, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala definitely found a way out for them. So much of evidence there is. Ruh ko noor taqwa se tu shad kar. The ruh will never get satisfied with anything else except with the noor of taqwa. The ruh is not going to get satisfied with food, with drink, with material things. If a person has to put on the heater, then it warms his skin. If he has to put on the air conditioner, then it cools his skin. It doesn't cool the ruh. If a person's ruh is restless, full of anxieties and worries, then we haven't heard up till today that you put on air conditioner and the soul finds satisfaction and all the worries disappear. If that was the solution to the problem of the ruh, that when the ruh is restless, you put on air conditioner and all the worries disappear, then all the psychiatrists would have been out of job. So the ruh, it only gets satisfied with the noor of taqwa. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. We have to displease, we have to become enemies of shaitan and nafs when it is dragging us towards evil. If we are not going to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we are going to please these enemies of ours, then Allah Ta'ala will make our lives restless. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ برباد محبت کو نہ برباد کریں گے، وہ میرے دل ناشاد کو وہ شاد کریں گے۔ If we have to destroy this nafs or the evil desires of the nafs, we will be smashing, we will be destroying, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not bring about another destruction on that soul. Allah Ta'ala will then develop and build up and fill up that soul with the tajalli of His. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر۔ دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. If you want perpetual happiness, one is temporary happiness. But if you want perpetual happiness, happiness in this world and happiness in the hereafter. Happiness in this world does not mean that the person will not get sick, he won't have poverty, or he won't have some kind of disaster in his life. Lots of tests and trials can come. But inside the heart there will be a kind of a sukoon which will baffle the people, that how can this person in the midst of so much of worries and problems be still so contented and so calm and so satisfied. Because his heart will be connected with his Mawla. And he will say, whatever my Mawla and Allah is pleased with, I am pleased with that. My job is to make the effort to please him, and then whatever he is pleased with is pleasing to me. So that will automatically bring him peace and happiness. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the himmat and the courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Allah ta'ala must save us becoming the proverbial fox when it comes to nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan will not become suppressed just like that. We require on the one hand himmat and courage, and on the other hand du'as of the buzrugs and the mashayikh and the ahlullah, and the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, dua before Allah ta'ala. If these three things combine, it will be easy for the person to give up the worst and the most difficult sin in his life. Something that he never even imagined that it will be easy for him to give it up. Allah ta'ala will make it easy for him to give it up. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Tonight we'll read اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. सब तो हो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و ضیام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناو کا کیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ
illallahu illallah illallahu illallah.
Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahru bar. Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahru bar. Nuro naro ojo pasti kufro ima khairo shar. Ek zuba ho kar ye sab ke sab dete hain teri khabar. Tere aage hai chahe harsh tu hi hai sabse bartar. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz la kaho manzar pesh nigaah. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz la kaho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah illallahu illallah. Illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard e dil ho dard e dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ، او مائی فورگیونگ مرسیفل کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، او دا اللہ ہو ڈیئرلی لوز دا فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز ہیم ود ریپینٹنس. او مائی اللہ، نتھنگ ایلس ہیز گیدرڈ اس ہیئر ٹونائٹ ایکسیپٹ دیٹ وی آر ہوپ فل آف فورگیونیس فرام یو. O Allah, it is our sins which has brought us here to raise our hands before you and seek forgiveness. O my beloved Allah, this majlis of Tawbah, O my beloved Allah, turn your glance of rahmat towards us. O my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. O Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. O Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we know that we have been sinful servants of yours all our lives. Day and night we have been violating your ahkam. O Allah, every ni'mat that you blessed us with, we used for your disobedience. O Allah, the great ni'mat of the sight which you blessed us with, we used for your disobedience. O Allah, you did not even charge us anything for this great ni'mat of yours, and yet we used it so much for your disobedience. Our hearing we used for your disobedience. Our tongues we used for your disobedience. Our hands and feet we used for your disobedience. So much so that intelligence we used for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, the wealth that you give us we use for your disobedience. Ay mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have seized us. He would have destroyed us. Oh Allah, but how forgiving you are. That in spite of all our sins, day and night using your ni'mats for your disobedience, yet you are blessing us with food, with drink, with clothes, with shelter, with transport. Hey, mere pyare Allah, there is no one more beloved than you. There is no one more forgiving than you. Oh Allah, there is no one more generous than you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures, oh my Allah. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Oh Allah, there is no one that is going to question you. Oh my beloved Allah, if you forgive us, we will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. Oh Allah, you will become pleased. And oh Allah, if you have to punish us, the only one who will become pleased will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, please your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our wives and children, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah for whom he made so much of effort, the ummah for whom he made so much of sacrifices, the ummah for whom he shed so much of his blood, the ummah for whom his teeth were shattered in the battle of Uhud, the ummah for whom thorns were placed in his path, the ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif, the ummah for whom when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back, the ummah for whom he cried whole night in praise, the ummah for whom, oh my beloved Allah, the entire life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spent in sacrifices. Ya Allah, that ummah today is the cause of the injury and pain of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, when he is informed of the condition of that ummah, that the majority of the ummah does not even make 5 times salat, that the majority of the ummah does not fast in the month of Ramadan or give zakat, The majority of the ummah is today in cinemas, in theaters, in gambling dens, in adultery, in fornication, in casting lustful glances. Oh my beloved Allah, the majority of the ummah with hearts filled with evil desires and passions, hearts filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with anger. Oh my beloved Allah, with jealousy. When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that this is the condition of that ummah, oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, what he must be thinking of us. But oh Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. He was rahmatul lil alameen. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. And please your rahmatul lil alameen. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove their difficulties and problems and hardships. Whether it is in Palestine or in India or in Chechnya or Bosnia, wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, even in Africa and in our country, oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam united. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left them in one body and one soul. That ummah we have shattered today over minor disputes and arguments. Oh my beloved Allah, over material things we have shattered the ummah. We are divided and disunited in our families, in our homes. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, your khazana and your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from you, oh my Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending before human beings who get angry if we have to beg of them. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking respect and honor from your treasures. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity from your treasures. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Fill our hearts with contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of pain and problem come near us. Oh Allah, remove our difficulties and our problems. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with zuhud. Fill our hearts with taqwa, oh my Allah. Fill our hearts with taqwa, oh my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with sabr and shukr. Fill our hearts with your marifat and with your yaqeen. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare khuda, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, nalayak hai, lekin mere khuda, hum tere bande hai, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Where can we go, my Allah? If we go east, it is your kingdom. If we go west, it is your kingdom. If we go south, it is your kingdom. If we go north, it is your kingdom. If we go beneath the oceans, it's your kingdom. If we go above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Where can we escape your might and your sight? Oh my beloved Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we think that we can escape your might and your sight. Oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You know everything. Oh my Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to get rid of sins from our lives. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Ya Allah, bless us with tawfiq from your side. Oh Allah, bless us with grace from your side. Oh Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. Let the rains of your rahmat pour upon us, pour upon our families, pour upon the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, we know that we have made umbrellas of sin above our heads. We do not want the rains of rahmat to pour over us. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah, oh my Allah. We know that without giving up sins, we will get no way in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, your happiness, in your happiness lies everything. Bless us with your raza. Ay Allah, teri raza hame naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bless us with your pleasure and with your happiness. If you become ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, our businesses will not be ours. Our homes will not be ours. Our cars will not be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our families will not be ours. Our friends will not be ours. Oh Allah, everybody will be a problem for us. Oh Allah, everything will be a problem for us. We will be prisoners in our own businesses. We'll be prisoners in our cars. We'll be prisoners in our homes. We'll be prisoners of everyone. Oh my beloved Allah, you become ours, then everything will be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ay mere Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. We know, oh my Allah, that we are so filthy and so dirty in our hearts, that you cannot come into such dirty and filthy hearts. But oh my beloved Allah, who else is there to purify our hearts besides you? Oh Allah, if we are dirty and filthy in body, and if the waters of the ocean have to tell us that you cannot dive into me because you are dirty, oh my Allah, if the waters of the rivers have to tell us that you will make me dirty and you cannot come into me, then oh my Allah, you tell us, how will we ever get clean in our body? My beloved Allah, in the same way, our souls have become dirty with our sins. But oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive us and purify us, then who else is there to purify our hearts? Ya Allah, purify our hearts of all the evil that has crept into our hearts. Fill our hearts with your love and with your muhabbat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love and your muhabbat. Give us such a bond with you and such an attachment with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ay Allah, teri aisi muhabbat naseeb farma, tera aisa pyar naseeb farma, ke nafs o shaitan ki ghulami se hum nikal jaye. Ay Allah, we cannot even make our fajr namazes anymore. Oh Allah, we find it difficult to stay away from the casinos and from the cinemas and from the filthy TV shows and the magazines. Hey, mere Allah, tu hame himmat ata farma. Ay Allah, himmat ata farma. Give us some taste and enjoyment of your ibadat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to have a taste of that enjoyment. Ay Allah, tu hamare dilo ko teri muhabbat se bhar de. Fill it up with the love of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us. Oh Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are spiritually sick and we are physically sick. Oh my Allah, we have got so much of physical ailments and spiritual ailments. And there is no one to cure us except you, oh my Allah. Even in the medication, the cure is from your side, oh my Allah. Cure us from all our ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Those who are in financial problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Open your doors, O my Allah. From sources unknown to them, provide for them halal. O Allah, why should we even go anywhere near haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? O Allah, bless us with halal risk. Why should we be in gambling? Why should we go towards stealing? Why should we go towards fraud? Ey mere Allah, what is the need to go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal. Those who have got other difficulties and problems, remove them. Those young boys and girls who are looking for right match and right partners in life, oh Allah, bless them with the right partners in their lives. Those will be a protection for their deen and their iman. Ey mere pyare khuda, whatever difficulties and problems the ummat is facing, remove it. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Deen ka kaam jo bhi kar raha hai, jis line se bhi kar raha hai, usko qubool farma. Kaam karne walon ko ikhlas naseeb farma. The work of tabligh and dawat, oh Allah, accept it. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Teri raah mein mujahida karne walon ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, hamare mashayikh ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, jo haj ko gaye hai, unko haj maqbool mabrur naseeb farma. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to stay away from haram in those mubarak lands and to make the best use of the golden opportunity that you have given them, to be on that land on which the feet of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. That land on which, in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. That land in which so many sahabas are buried. Oh Allah, that land where my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the wahi so many times. Ey Allah, wahan par us mubarak muqamat ki qadr ki tawfiq ata farma. Ey Allah, bring about an inqilab in their lives. Ey Allah, hamare mulk ke halat ko bhi badal de. Oh Allah, give us a government that will get rid of corruption and all the evil which is spreading like wildfire, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, the fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from behind us, fitnas in front of us, fitnas pouring from above, oh my Allah, via the satellite into our homes. Ey mere Allah, zina has come on our television screens. Drinking and gambling in our homes. Allah, all the filth is entering our homes. How can there be barakat in such homes? How can there be barakat in such homes? Give us the realization, O my Allah, that we are digging our own graves. Ay mere pyare khuda, ay mere pyare khuda, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made in his entire life for the ummah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. Oh my Allah, if our parents, our brothers and sisters, or any other member of our family, or anyone in the ummah has passed away, then fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, all the mischief and corruption and fitna from which my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for protection, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, hamari maut ke waqt mere Allah koi aisi tajalli teri dikhla de ki hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas pahunch jaye. Oh Allah, we have to die one day, we have to leave this world one day. Our shoulders have shouldered so much of janazas. Oh Allah, one day our janazah is also going to proceed to the Qabristan. Allah, before we are given the ghusl of mayyit, give us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of tawbah. And before we are given the garment of kafan, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of placing on our hearts the garment of taqwa. Ay Allah, maut ke waqt humare liye aasani paida farma. Let our death be in front of the rosa of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on our lips be as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Sharif, wherever it may be, don't let the angel of death find any ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in front of a television screen watching filth, or with a filthy magazine in his hand, or in the prostitute quarters, or in a cinema or a theater or a disco. Oh Allah, we are hearing of earthquakes taking away and swallowing huge buildings. Oh Allah, swallowing huge cinemas and theaters and clubs. Oh my Allah, we heard of the Turkish disaster and the Salvador disaster and the Indian disaster. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram activity. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillah. Just out of the shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yesterday when I was getting very sharp pains on my chest, so I went for a check-up to the cardiologist. So he looked at the screen there and he says, these were his words. He says, Maulana, when I look at the screen and I look at you, you defy all logic. So I believe that defying all logic is your duas. So make extensive duas for me too, that Allah Ta'ala bless me with good health and the tawfiq to continue with the service of his deen until my dying day.